Bulldogs break the huddle. Two receivers on each side. Baker in the backfield. Frank takes the snap. He's going to keep it himself. He's trying to push the pile, and he's going to be wrapped up by a swarm of Vandals. Looks like Jaden, excuse me, that was Bryce Hartwood on the tackle. That's going to be fourth down and seven from the 36. So fourth down and seven from the 36. And it looks like the Bulldogs are going to punt it away. So fourth down and seven from the 36. The punt is away. It is going to be fielded by DePew. He's going to field it on a bounce, and he's going to be wrapped up shy of the 20. So we'll see the Vandal offense take over. First down and 10. Let's see where they spot it. Vandals will take over. First down and 10 from the 11-yard line. Vandals will be moving from left to right. First down and 10 from the Bulldog 11. One receiver to the right, a stone ball, three to the left. Looks like it's Brandon DePew and Whitehead to his left. Jacob Johnson, the one receiver on the right. Jay Keck in the backfield. Shotgun look for stone ball. First down and 10 from the 11. The give is to Jay Keck, and Jay Keck is going to be wrapped up by a swarm of Bulldogs. So, couldn't tell if he got the line to gain or if he got any or got past the line of scrimmage, I mean. He's going to be going to gain a three on that one, making it second down and seven. Make that second down and eight, excuse me, from the 13. Second down and eight from the Bulldog 13. So Quentin Stumball comes out. One receiver to his right, three to the left, Keck in the backfield. Stumball on the quarterback keeper. He's going to be wrapped up once again for a short gain, making it third down and long for the Vandals. Third down and six for the Vandals. Third down and six for the Vandals on the Bulldog 16. A couple of substitutions coming in. Some confusion on the Vandals sideline with the substitutions. So the Vandals get the play call. Play clock is at 9. Third down and 6 from the Bulldog 15, or from the Vandal 15, excuse me. Stombaugh back to throw. He's looking to his left. He's got a man open. It's Connor DePew, but it falls incomplete, bringing up fourth down and 6 for the Vandals. So Vandals offense goes 3 and out to start the first drive of the contest. And Jacob Johnson is out to punt. So Kyrie Taylor back to return the punt, as is Nate Auer. So Auer and Taylor back to punt. The punt is away, and it is going to be fair caught by the Bulldogs. It's bobbled. It gets past Kyrie Taylor, but he falls on it, and the Bulldogs will take over the possession, making it first down and 10 from about the Bulldog 35. So first down and 10 on the Bulldogs 35. Bulldogs moving from right to left. As Elliot Frank in the huddle for the Bulldogs. Bulldogs break their huddle as they set up in a shotgun formation. Empty backfield for Elliot Frank. As Frank takes the snap, he's going to run it himself. He's got to be past the 35, but I don't know if he got past the line of scrimmage. He was wrapped up by a swarm of Vandals, making it second down and 9 from the Bulldogs 36. Second down and 9 from the Bulldogs 36. Has a couple substitutions for the Bulldogs. 5:48 left to go here in the first quarter. No score from Staunton, Illinois. Jesse Baker, the low man in the backfield. Two receivers on each side for Frank. Oh, Frank takes it himself. That's a misdirection. He's got to be a first down and more. He's past the Bulldogs 45, and he's wrapped up near midfield by Jacob Johnson. And the Bulldogs have a first down, and they're going to be at the 48. First down and 10 Bulldogs from the Bulldog 48. Bulldogs have ran the ball effectively so far as they break their huddle. Two receivers on each side for Elliott Frank. Frank gives it to Baker. Baker cuts inside. He's going to be wrapped up by Jacob Johnson, and he's going to be wrapped up just across midfield as the Bulldogs move in Vandal territory for the second straight drive. So second down and 6 on the Vandal 47. That was Caden Tidwell on the tackle. Bringing up second down and 6 from the 47. Second down and 6 from the 47. Two twin backfield set for the Bulldogs. Frank gives it to Nate Auer. Nate Auer has a first down and more, and Nate Auer is going to be wrapped up by his former Vandals on the far side of the field. Jordan Coleman was the man in there on the tackle. But Nate Auer got the first down, making it first down and 10 from the Vandal 40. First down and 10 from the Vandal 40. 4:20 left to go in the first quarter. Frank getting a call from the sideline. Some late substitutions for the Bulldogs as they break the huddle. Two men in the backfield for the Bulldogs on first and 10. They give it to Nate Auer once again, and Nate Auer looking for some room to run, and he's not going to get anywhere as he's going to be wrapped up by a swarm of Vandals at the line of scrimmage, bringing up second down and 10 once again. Make that second down and 11 as he lost half a yard on the 41. The second down and 11 from the Vandal 41. 3:30 left to go here in the quarter. Second down and 11 from the 41. Play clock at 13. Man in motion, that is Auer. We're going to have a whistle and a flag, however. I believe it's going to be a false start on the Bulldogs. So, nothing that says offsides on the Vandals. So, it's going to make it a second down and 6 for the Bulldogs. Second down and 6 from the 36. As the Bulldogs continue their drive. Second down and 6 from the 36. Even 3 minutes left to go in the quarter. Play clock at 6. Bulldogs line up quickly. Frank keeps this himself. He's looking for the corner. He's going to be wrapped up out of bounds, pushed out of bounds. A short gain for Elliott Frank to the right side. That's going to be third down. And third down and 4. From the 33. So third down and 4 from the 33. Bulldogs are in Vandal territory. Third down and 4 from the Vandal 33. Play clock at 15. Frank gives it to Jesse Baker. Baker has a first down and more. He's wrapped up by Jordan Coleman near the Vandal 25. That's another first down run for the Bulldogs. First down and 10 for the Bulldogs, who are deep in Vandals territory. Make it first down and 10 from the 24. First down and 10 from the 24. One minute, 50 seconds left to go in the quarter. Frank gives it to Baker once again, and Baker rolls his shoulder after another good gain, making it second down and about six. Make it six, second down and four, excuse me, from the 18. Second down and four from the Vandal 18. Minute 25 left to go in the quarter. No score here. Early in this one. Play clock at 18. Empty backfield look for the Bulldogs. Frank takes the snap himself. He's running to his right. He's got a first down and more. He's inside the 10. He's inside the 5. And he's wrapped up at about the 1 yard line for another first down for the Bulldogs. So first down and goal for the Bulldogs. On the Bulldogs 4, or on the Vandal 4 line, excuse me. So first down and goal from the 4. Bulldogs break the huddle, 46 seconds left to go in the quarter. Empty backfield look once again. Frank takes the snap himself. He's looking for a room to run. He's going to be wrapped up by a swarm of Vandals, and he's going to be kept out of the end zone, bringing up second down and goal, I believe, from the 2. So second down and goal from, I believe, the 2 yard line. Second down and goal from the 3. Second down and goal from the Vandal 3 yard line. 16 seconds left to go in the quarter. Jesse Baker in there as the Wildcat. We're going to have a whistle and I believe a timeout called. So a whistle and a timeout called by the Vandals. As we remind you, the timeouts are brought to you by Irons Golf Simulator and Axe Throwing at 2525 Veterans Avenue in Vandalia. Check out more information on their Facebook page or call them at 618-699-4061. Again, Irons Golf Simulator and Axe Throwing at Veterans Avenue in Vandalia. And even 10 seconds left to go on the clock. Second down and goal from the 2 of the Bulldogs. Defense has forced the Vandals to a 3-and-out on the Vandals' first drive. This is the second drive of as they've effectively ran the ball so far. No score here from Staunton. Bulldogs, however, are knocking on the door. Second down and goal from the 2. So the Vandals have broken their huddle. Vandals break their huddle. Bulldogs gain some last-minute instructions. So the Bulldogs take the field. Second down and goal from the 2. Second down and goal from the 2 yard line. Shotgun look for the Bulldogs. 2 men in the backfield. There's Taylor and Baker. 2 receivers on the right. Frank takes a snap. He gives it to Kyrie Taylor. And Kyrie Taylor busts his way in the end zone. Touchdown Bulldogs. Kyrie Taylor runs it in from 2 yards out. And the Bulldogs take the lead. 6-0 pending the extra point. So a 2 yard touchdown run from Kyrie Taylor. Carter Legender on to add the extra point. The snap is down, kick is up, and good. So the Bulldogs take the lead 7-0 with 9.8 seconds left. 7-0, the Bulldogs lead the Vandals with 9.8 seconds left. We'll take a break here on WKRV.
Irons Golf Simulator at Axe Throwing at 2525 Veterans Avenue in Vandalia has several great things rolled into one. First, they have the golf simulator. You can test your game against just about any course in the country. They also have axe throwing. It's a great place for a night out with a family or friends. Also, Irons has a party room that is perfect for your next event. The holidays will be here before you know it, so get your party booked now. Call 618-699-4061. That's 618-699-4061 for Irons Golf Simulator and Axe Throwing.
Bulldogs lead the Vandals with 9.8 seconds left. Staunton got a 2-yard touchdown run from Kyrie Taylor as the Bulldogs are off to kick off. Quentin Stumball, Connor DePue, and Jordan Colburn set to kick off. Carter Legender set to kick off. So the ball is on the tee. And the kick is up. It is away, and then it's going to be fielded by Quentin Stumbaugh. Quentin Stumbaugh fumbles the snap a little bit. He gets it back. He's across the 30. Quentin Stumbaugh across the 45. He's across midfield with Quentin Stumbaugh. Pushed out of bounds near the 50. A nice run on the return by Quentin Stumbaugh. Giving the Vandals great field position. First down and 10 from, I believe, their own 49. So first down and 10 on the 49. I believe it's going to be on the Bulldog 49. So first down and 10 from the Bulldog 49. Andrew Casey now in there at quarterback. Jordan Colburn and Jacob Johnson to his right. Connor DePue, and I believe that's Quentin Stumbaugh to his left. Man in motion, that is Colburn. Again, it's to Jordan Colburn. Colburn is looking to get across midfield. Across midfield, still going, and you're going to be pushed down near the 45. And that is how the first quarter will come to an end. 7-0, the Vandals trail the Staunton Bulldogs after quarter number one. We'll take a break here on WKRV. We'll take a break on WKRV. We'll take a break on WKRV. So 7-0, the Vandals trail the Staunton Bulldogs as the Vandals will have the ball second down and 4 as they will be moving from right to left. And to start quarter number 2, second down and 4 on the Bulldog 45. Andrew Casey in there, quarterback, three to his right, one to his left. He sets up a screen for Connor DePue. DePue makes the catch. He's across the 30. He's across the 35, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown, Connor DePue. But there is a flag on the play around the 40-yard line, so I believe this one might be coming back. So it's going to be a hold on the Vandals. So that touchdown is going to be off the board. So the Vandals are going backwards to start quarter number 2. So the Vandals are going backwards. It's going to be making it second down and long from the 50. So ball on the 50-yard line now. Vandals moving from right to left. Second down and 9 from the Vandals 50. Quentin Stumbaugh in at quarterback now. So man in motion has Connor DePue. We're going to have a whistle. And I believe a timeout called by Vandals coach Jason Clay. So timeout called by the Vandals. As we remind you, the timeouts are brought to you by Colbison Heating and Cooling in Vandalia, your local Ream team dealer. Ream, a new degree of comfort. Again, that is Colbison Heating and Cooling in Vandalia, your local Ream team dealer. So a wild start to the second quarter. The Vandals originally had a touchdown from Connor DePue that was taken off the board after a holding call, making it second down and 9 from the 50. So second down and 9 from the 50. As the Vandals break their huddle. Vandals moving from right to left. Quentin Stumbaugh, quarterback. Shotgun look for the Vandals on second down and nine from the 50. Andrew Casey and Connor DePue to his left. Connor DePue, the man in motion. It's a give to DePue on a jet sweep, and DePue is going to be breaking a tackle at the line of scrimmage. He's across the line of scrimmage. He's across the 45. He's going to be down the sideline. 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdowns, Connor DePue. There is no flags on the play. Connor DePue, a 50-yard touchdown run. And the Vandals are on the board. It's 7-6. With 11:41 left to go until halftime. So Isaac Sagan on to add the extra point. So Connor DePue, a 50-yard touchdown run as Isaac Sagan on to add the extra point. Jordan Coleman, the hood. The snap is down, kick is up. It is good, and the Vandals tie this game 7-7 with 11:41 left to go until halftime. 7-7, the Vandals and the Starting Bulldogs tied with 11:41 left to go until halftime. We'll take a break here on WKRV.
You make a lot of decisions when you change jobs. In the excitement, it's easy to forget an important one: what to do about the money in your 401k. You typically have four choices: take the money, leave it where it is, roll the money to your new 401k, or roll it to an IRA. Your decision can have a big impact, so make sure it's an informed one. Country Financial can help. You've taken control of your career, now take control of your retirement. Call Country Financial representatives Joe Sefton and Kirk Doring at 618-283-1054 today to get started. Securities products offered through Country Capital Management Company. Investment management, retirement, trust, planning services provided by Country Trust Bank. Investments are not FDIC insured, not bank guaranteed, and subject to investment risk, including possible loss of principal. FINRA and SIPC.
So Jacob Johnson kicks it away to start the second quarter as it was going to be fielded by the Bulldogs, Zane Anderson. And Zane Anderson is wrapped up near the 40. So the Bulldogs will have the ball first down and 10 from about the 37. First down and 10 from the 37. Might as well the Bulldogs offense will take over. Vandals got on the board off a 50-yard touchdown run from Connor DePue at the 11:41 mark in the second quarter. Bulldogs got a 2-yard touchdown run from Kyrie Taylor at the 9.8-second mark in quarter number one. That's how we are at our 7-7 tie. 11:33 left to go until halftime. Bulldogs moving from left to right, man in motion. That is Nate Auer. Auer takes it on a jet sweep, and he's going to be wrapped up behind the line of scrimmage, going nowhere for a loss of one. Making it second down and 14 from the 29. Second down and 14 from the Bulldogs 34, excuse me. Second down and 14 from the Bulldog 34. Bulldogs moving from left to right. It's a give to Jesse Baker. Baker is going to be getting across the line of scrimmage, but he's wrapped up by a swarm of Vandals. He has nowhere to go, and it's going to be third down and long for the Bulldogs. Make that a gain of one. So it's third down and 13 from the 35. So third down and 13 from the 35. Third down and 13 from the 35. Play clock at 14. Shotgun look for the Bulldogs. Man in motion, that is Nate Auer. So we're going to have a whistle and a flag. And it's going to be a false start, I believe, on the Bulldogs. False start on the Bulldogs, so they're going backwards 5 yards. So make that third down and 18 for the Bulldogs. Third down and 18 from the Bulldog 30. 10-10 left to go here until halftime. Third down and 18 Third down and 18 for the Bulldogs. 9:50 left to go until halftime. Play clock at 4. Play action for the Bulldogs. He's got a man. It's Nate Auer, and it's going to be knocked away, incomplete. A lot of contact on the play. But there are no flags, as that's going to bring up fourth down and long for the Bulldogs. The intended receiver was Nate Auer. It was great defense played by Ian Whitehead and Jordan Colburn. A lot of contact on both sides, but the referee's going to say no flag. That's going to bring up a fourth down and long for the Bulldogs. Force sets the punt away. Connor Peel back to receive the punt. Legender, the punter for the Bulldogs. Kick is away. It's going to be bounced around to the 45. It's going to roll to about the 30. And Connor DePew is just going to let it bounce. And it's going to be down about the Bulldogs 35, or the Vandals 35, excuse me. So the Vandals will have the ball first down and 10 from the 29. First down and 10 from the Vandals 29. Vandals moving from right to left. Stoneball back in at quarterback. One receiver to his right, three to his left. Wade Brannon, Ian Whitehead, and Connor DePew to his left. Jacob Johnson, the lone man to his right. Jake Heck in the backfield. First down and 10 for the Vandals. Play clock at 13. Pistol look for Stoneball. He takes a snap, rolls to his left. He sets up a screen pass for Jacob Johnson, who makes the catch. He's across the 35. He's at midfield. Push out of bounds past the 50. A nice catch and run there by Jacob Johnson, giving the Vandals first down and 10 from the Bulldog 47. First down and 10 from the Bulldogs 47. As the Vandals are in Bulldog territory with 9:25 left to go in the quarter. It is a give to Jake Heck. Heck is across the 45, and he's going to be wrapped up at about the 44, maybe the 43, making it second down and 5 for the Vandals. Second down and 5 for the Bulldogs, or for the Vandals, excuse me. Second down and 5 from the Bulldog 43. Two men in the backfield for Stoneball. The give is to Jacob Johnson. Jacob Johnson's across the 40, and he's going to be wrapped up just shy of the first down. Third down and 1 for the Vandals. On the 38. Third down and 1 from the 38. Stoneball looking to the sideline from the play call from Jason Clay. Third down and 1 from the 38. Play clock at 10. Two men in the backfield for DePew. It's Jake Heck and Jacob Johnson in the backfield to give us to Jake Heck this time, and he's going to be wrapped up just shy of the first down marker. That's going to be fourth down, and I believe 1 for the Vandals. So Nate Auer was the man who delivered the hit, and it's going to be a loss of, I believe, 1 on the play, fourth down and 2 from the 39. Fourth down and 2 from the 39. Shotgun look for the Vandals on fourth down. Looks like they're going to be going for it here. Jake Heck, the man in the backfield, Wade Brannon and Jacob Johnson to his right, Ian Whitehead and Connor DePew to the left. Play clock at 8. Fourth down and 2 from the 39. Stoneball rolls to his right. He's going to keep it himself. He's got the first down and more. He spins inside. He's across the 30. 25, 10, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown in Stoneball from 39 yards out. And the Vandals take the lead. It's 13-7 with 7:04 left to go. In half number 1, a 39-yard touchdown run from Quentin Stoneball. And Isaac Sagan on to add the extra point to give the Vandals a 14-7 lead. So Isaac Sagan, on to add the extra point after a 39-yard touchdown run from Quentin Stallball. Snap is now, kick is up, it is good. And the Vandals take the lead at 17-14 with 7:04 left to go until halftime. 14-7, the Vandals lead the Staunton Bulldogs with 7:04 left to go until halftime. We'll take a break here on WKRV.
Do you have a game plan for retirement? Having a game plan in place can help you win the retirement game. A plan will keep you on track and help reach your goals. Game Plan Investment financial advisor Brock Brannon offers financial planning and investment advice and can help you develop a game plan that's right for you. Game Plan Investment financial advisor Brock Brannon is at F&B Community Bank's Financial Center on Banker Boulevard, or you can call at 283-5238. That's 283-5238 for Game Plan Investment financial advisor Brock Brannon.
Brandon. 7:04 left to go here until half number one. Vandals lead 14-7. Vandals lead 14-7 with 7:04 left to go until halftime. As Jacob Johnson out to kick off to the Bulldogs, it is Nate Auer set to receive the kick, and it's a squid kick fielded by the Bulldogs, and he's got a big return. He's going to be wrapped up just shy of the 50. I believe that was Zane Anderson on the kick return. And the ball on the 50 for the Bulldogs with 6:59 left to go until halftime. So 6:59 left to go until halftime. Bulldogs moving from left to right. Ball on the 50. Vandals just have one timeout left. Bulldogs, I believe, have all three. Shotgun lift for the Bulldogs. He's a quarterback keeper for Elliott Frank. He's got a big gain. Wrapped up, I believe, short of the first down. Those are going to say he got the first down, so he's in Vandal territory. And it's first down and 10 from about the 40. There's a man down for the Vandals. I believe that's Jordan Colburn. Jordan Colburn's slow to get up after that play, but it looks like he's all right. As the Bulldogs have the ball first down and 10 from the Vandal 40 with 6:45 left to go until halftime. 6:40 left to go now until halftime as we have a whistle and a timeout taken by, I believe, the Bulldogs. Oh, there's some confusion on the sideline. I believe they're trying to adjust the clock. So it's an official timeout now. I believe there's an issue wrong with the clock. So the Bulldogs break their huddle. 6:30 left to go until halftime. 14-7, the Vandals lead the Staunton Bulldogs here in quarter number two as it's a shotgun look for the Bulldogs. Man in motion, that's Kyrie Taylor. Back to throw is Elliott Frank, and he's going to be wrapped up by a swarm of Vandals. He's going to be wrapped up and sacked. Caden Tidwell and Bryce Hartley were the men to get him in the backfield, and the Bulldogs are going backwards. It's second down and 17 with 5:56 left to go until quarter number, or until halftime, excuse me. Ball on the 46. Second down and 17 from the 46. 5:45 left to go until halftime. Shotgun look for the Bulldogs. One receiver to his right, three to his left for Frank. Frank takes a snap himself. He is across the line of scrimmage, but he's going to be going nowhere after a short gain, making it third down and long from about the Vandals 45. Third down and 15 from the 46 as the Vandals doing a better job of wrapping up on the third drive for the Bulldogs. 5 minutes left to go until halftime. Third down and 15 from the Vandals 44. Shotgun look for Frank. Frank gives it to Baker. Baker looking for the edge, and he's going to be wrapped up from behind by the Vandals. That was Jay Keck on the tackle, making it fourth down and long as J.C. Baker could not get the line to gain, and the Bulldogs are out to punt with 4:37 left to go until halftime. So Bulldogs going out to punt. So Connor DePue back to receive. Fourth down and 14. 4:18 left to go until halftime. Maginder, the punter for the Bulldogs. It's a botch snap. He gets it away, and it's going to be bounced away near the Bulldogs 11. So the Vandals will have the ball first down and 10 from, I believe, their own 11. First down and 10 from the Vandals' 12-yard line. 4:02 left to go until halftime. Vandals trying to add one more score going into the break. First down and 10 from the 12. Three receivers to the left of Stonball, one to his right. Jay Keck, the man still in the backfield. Best to look for the Vandals. Stonball rolls out to his left. He's looking. He's got a man wide open. It is over the head of Connor DePue. He reached up to try to follow it in with one hand, but couldn't bring it in as it was over his head. And that's going to be second down and 10 from the 12. Second down and 10 from the 12. Vandals moving from right to left as a couple substitutions. Andrew Casey now in as Wade Brannon out to take a break. Jordan Colbert back in as well. So second down and 10 from the 12. Shotgun look for the Vandals as Casey and a quarterback, two receivers on each side. Man in motion, it's Colbert, but we have a whistle and a flag. And I believe it's going to be false start on the Vandals. So false start on the Vandals is going to make it second down and 15 from the Vandal 7. So second down and 15 from the 7. Second down and 15 from the 7. Casey's still in at quarterback. Three receivers to his left, one to his right. Jacob Johnson, the lone receiver on his left, on his right, excuse me. Jordan Colburn, Connor DePue, and Quentin Stonball to his left. Jay Keck in the backfield. This is a give to Jay Keck, and Jay Keck looking to run, and he's going to get a short gain close to the 10-yard line. So it's going to be third down and 12 from the 10-yard line. Third down and 12 from the 10-yard line. Shotgun look for the Vandals. Two receivers on each side. Quentin Stonball back in at quarterback. Play clock at 12. Back to throw is Stonball. Pressure coming. He gets the pass away, and it's going to fall incomplete right in front of the intended receiver, Connor DePue. And the Vandals are going to have to punt here on 4th and 12. The pressure was coming from Kyrie Taylor. As Jacob Johnson is back to punt, Kyrie Taylor and Nate Aller back to receive the punt. So Jacob Johnson back to punt. As we have a whistle and a timeout taken by the Vandals, their third and final timeout. As we want to remind you that timeouts are brought to you by Irons Golf Simulator and Axe Throwing at 2525 Veterans Avenue in Vandalia. Check out more information on their Facebook page, or you can call them at 618-699-4061. Again, that is Irons Golf Simulator and Axe Throwing at 2525 Veterans Avenue in Vandalia. Check out their Facebook page or call them at 618-699-4060 for Irons Golf Simulator and Axe Throwing. So fourth down and 12 for the Vandals. ball on their own 10-yard line. As they are back to punt, as we are getting closer to halftime. 3:11 left to go until halftime. As Jacob Johnson back out to punt, Kyrie Taylor and Nate Aller back to receive the punt. As the punt from Johnson is away, and it's going to be fielded by Nate Aller, who's just going to let it bounce right about out of the 50, and it's going to roll to about the 45, and that is where the Bulldogs will take over, first down and 10 from the Bulldogs 45. First down and 10 from the Bulldogs 45. 3:01 left to go until the first half. Vandals got their first touchdown on the board off a 50-yard touchdown run from Connor DePue at the 11:41 mark in the second quarter. Then Quentin Stallball added another one at the 7:04 mark, a 39 touchdown run from Quentin Stallball to give the Vandals their 14-7 lead with 3:01 left to go until halftime. Shotgun look for the Bulldogs. The give is, it's a keeper by Elliott Frank, but he's going nowhere as he's wrapped up and brought down by a swarm of Vandals. Jaden Rosetta was in there, as was Bryce Hartlib, and Elliott Frank going nowhere for no gain, making it second down and 10 from the 45. Second down and 10 from the 45. 2:33 left to go until halftime. Bulldogs break the huddle. Play clock at 15. Empty backfield look for Elliott Frank. But we have a whistle. A whistle on the officials. Not exactly sure what's happening. As it was a timeout from the officials, not sure exactly what's happening. As Elliott Frank takes the snap, and he's going to be across the 45, but wrapped up for a short gain, making it third down and 8 from the Bulldogs 46. Make it third down and 8 from the 46. 1 minute, 50 seconds left to go until halftime. Third down and 8 from the 46. Shotgun look as there's a man in motion for the Bulldogs. Frank takes a snap, play action. He's looking deep, and he's going to be sacked by the Vandals. That was Caden Tidwell, who came off the edge and absolutely blindsided Elliott Frank, bringing it fourth down and long for the Bulldogs with a minute 15 left to play. The Bulldogs went play action, but Caden Tidwell was not fooled as he wrapped up Elliott Frank right away. As the Bulldogs out to punt, Vandals could not stop the clock as the Bulldogs are just going to let the play clock run down, trying to get the Vandals the ball back with as little time as possible. 14-7, the Vandals lead with 52 seconds left to go until halftime. Fourth down and 15 from the Bulldog 41. Play clock at 2, and I believe they're just going to go ahead and take the timeout. So timeout taken by the Stoughton Bulldogs. It's their first time out of the half. As we want to remind you, the timeouts are brought to you by Culberson Heating and Cooling in Vandalia, your local Ream team dealer. Ream, a new degree of comfort. As it's been a wild back and forth half number one for the Vandals and the Bulldogs, very much the same as it was last week, a very defensive-heavy quarter. As the Bulldogs got the first scoring drive of the night, it was a 2-yard touchdown run from Kyrie Taylor at the 9.8-second mark in the first quarter. The extra point was good to make it a 7-0 Bulldog lead. That lead was short-lived. As at the 11:41 mark, Connor DePue had a 50-yard touchdown run on a jet sweep to tie the game at 7. Then a few moments later, Quentin Stallball added a 39-yard touchdown run at the 7:04 mark to make the score 14-7, and neither team has gotten on the board since as the Bulldogs are back to punt. It is Colburn and Connor DePue set to return as Legender fields the punt, gets it away, and it's going to be a short punt, and it's going to roll out of bounds past the 45. So the Vandals will have it first down and 10 from, I believe, the 47. First down and 10 from the Vandal 47. Makes up the Vandals 42, excuse me, with 40.9 seconds left to go until halftime. First down and 10 from the 42. 40 seconds left to go until halftime. Andrew Kazian at quarterback. He's got three receivers to his left, one to his right. Jay Keck in the backfield. Casey takes the snap. He's back to throw. He's looking. He's got pressure. He steps up in the pocket, looking to get it away, and he's going to flip it off to Jacob Johnson, but it's going to be right at his feet as he had to avoid several sacks and wisely just try to dump it away to Jacob Johnson, but it falls incomplete, bringing it second down and 10 from the 42. Second down and 10 from the 42. 32.8 seconds left to go until halftime. Back to throw is Casey. He's rolling to his right. He's looking. He avoids a sack. He's going downfield for Jacob Johnson, who comes and makes a catch. Across midfield, Jacob Johnson, what a catch. As he had to leap in front of two defenders and brought it down at about the 40 in the Vandals on Bulldog territory, and they're going to spike the ball with 21.9 seconds left to go until halftime. First down and 10 from the 39. Or make that second down and 10 from the 39, excuse me, after the Vandals stop the clock. But there's a flag on the play. Not exactly sure what is happening. So the Vandals are going to go backwards for a loss of five. I believe they're going to say a false start on the spike, on the attempted spike. So it's going to be first down and 15 from that's first down and 15 now. Andrew Casey back to throw. He's looking. He sets up a screen for Connor DePue. DePue gets the block. DePue is across the 40, and he is going to be wrapped up, and the Vandals cannot stop the clock. There's 8 seconds left to go until halftime, as Casey's going to spike the ball with 3.2 seconds left to go until halftime. So it's going to be second down and 6 from the 37-yard line with 3.2 seconds left. Second down and 6 from the Bulldogs' 37-yard line.
It's 101.
Casey's still in the quarterback. Second and 6 from the 37. Casey back to throw. He's looking. He's looking deep for Connor DePue, and it is going to be intercepted by the Bulldogs. Intercepted by the Bulldogs, Zayden Lilly. And that is how we will end the first half for Wisconsin. 14-7. The Vandals lead the Staunton Bulldogs at halftime. As we want to remind you that halftime is brought to you by Joe's Pizza and Pasta in Vandalia. You can order Joe's anytime online at orderjoes.com. That is orderjoes.com for Joe's Pizza and Pasta in Vandalia, our halftime sponsor, as the Vandals lead the Bulldogs 14-7 at the half. We'll take a break and come back with some halftime statistics. You are listening to Vandals Football presented by Bluff Equipment and Bluff City, hosted by Motors of Vandalia and Vandalia Mayor Rick Gottman and the City of Vandalia on WKRB.